This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's time for us to spend some time with God, one of the really important parts of our lives, listening to God, inviting Him to shape our thinking, to focus our attention on the things that really matter, to give us His perspective on the circumstances of our lives, listening to Him, interacting with Him, talking to Him, letting Him be a part of our lives. Well, this week, I love our topic. We're talking about the difference between the urgent things in our lives and the really important things in our lives, and how so often our lives just get consumed by meeting the demands of the urgent things and the truly important things in our lives, the things that really matter, our relationship with God, our relationship with our kids and our spouse and our parents and others in our lives, seeing God use us to help other people shape their lives properly. All of these things that really matter because they touch on things that last forever, things of eternity. They get pushed out of the way by the things that are urgent and pressing that have to be done. Well, how can we rearrange our lives so that the big, really important things that matter in our lives get focused on first, and the things that seem so urgent, but maybe are not, can fit in around those big things? Let me take you to a verse in Jeremiah chapter 6 in the Bible. In verse 16, it says, "Thus says the Lord, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest to your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it." And on the passage goes. Well, do you hear God's challenge to you in this verse this morning? Stand at the crossroads, those moments in your life where you think, what am I living for? What am I doing with my life? What really matters? Stand at that point in your life and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you'll find rest to your souls. So, right now, as you're thinking about what really matters in your life, what you're going to focus on, how you could even use this day in a way that focuses on those things that really matter. Of course, there are the important things that have to be taken care of. The question is, what do you organize first in your life? The important things or the urgent things? If you put the important things first, then you will find a way to fit the urgent stuff around it. It's not that you leave those urgent things out, but you rearrange your life so that the important doesn't get left out. The more we struggle to find out how we should be filling those moments of our lives, isn't it true that often the less successful we are, and the more we find ourselves just going in circles? If you're going to invest your life, your time, even this day, well, you need to know God's will. And often that can just frustrate us because we say, well, I don't know what God's will is. Well, the reality is, if you want to know what God wants you to put first in your life, to make important in your life, you have to first be ready to hear what He says, to listen. Jesus once said, "If anyone is willing to do His will, he will know of the teaching whether it is from God." You have to be willing to do His will, even when sometimes it's not fitting with your own ideas, your own priorities. Are you willing to rearrange your priorities? God wants to help you do that. He is the most important person in your life. Put your time with Him first in every day. Next, think of your family, the people He has placed you with in your life. How can you focus on them in a way that builds them up, points them towards God, expresses love to them? What about the other people in your life, the people you're with right now, maybe in the car or in your home or at work? How does God want to use you in their lives? Focus on these things, the things that really matter, and fit the other stuff around them. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.